relates to Klole Hapsak. So we had, surprisingly, a very important klal in Psak in today's daf. We also had a Tana that's sometimes mentioned in Shas in today's daf. So backwards. The Gemara was discussing if somebody has one foot outside the Tchum, could he bring that foot back inside the Tchum, or could he not bring that foot outside the Tchum? Rabbi Chanina said, "Ragla achas b'toich ha-tchum, v'ragla achas chutz la-tchum, lo yikones." And then the Gemara brought a different version. Ikedami Yabar Rabbi Chanina, "Ragla achas b'toich ha-tchum, v'ragla achas chutz la-tchum, yikones." And the Gemara said that really this Shaila, in what Rabbi Chanina said, is really a machloikis between two braises. One of the braises was attributed to Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Oimrim, L'makim Sherubai Hu Niskar. As it relates to Tchumen, wherever the majority of the person is, that's where we put the rest of him. That's where we assume that this person is, as it relates to the halachas of Tchumen. We know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Hoirius, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that who is Acherim? Acherim was Rameir. Acherim is Rameir. The kasha is, if Acherim is Rameir, how come sometimes Rameir is referred to in Shas as Rameir, and sometimes Rameir is referred to in Shas as Acherim? Truth is, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the epic Amud Gemara that talks about Rameir, that Rameir's name wasn't really Rameir. Loi Rameir Shemoi, Elu Rab Nuhuroi Shemoi, Veloma Nikr Shemoi Meir, Shehu Meir Enei Chachamim Bahalacha. Ironically, even though we don't paskin like Rameir, but it was Meir Enei Chachamim Bahalacha. But regardless, so Rameir's name was Rameir, it was really Rab Nuhuroi, but yet sometimes he's referred to as Acher. But the question is, you find Acher Mechas right here, Erevin Nun Bezim and Bezim, but it comes up in many, 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 many places. So why is it that sometimes Rameir was referred to as Rameir, and sometimes Rameir was referred to as Acherim? Tosfos in Masechtas Sota, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, asks this kasha, and Tosfos says that he found in a sefer, V'amar Rebbe, Shera Bekuntris Tzorfas, that Shmuos Shekibo Me'Elisha Ben Avua, any halacha that Rameir heard from his Rebbe Elisha Ben Avua, Kavum B'Shem Acherim. In Shas, those halachas were said as Acherim. Mipnei Shehoyishmoy Acherim. Because what was Elisha Ben Avua's name? His name was Acher. Avol Shar Shmuos. But all the other halachas the Rameir said, whether it was his own chiddush or whether he heard it from his other rabbeim, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, those other Shmuos, Kavum Bishmoy. Those he said using his own name. Fascinating. So Tosfos says, "Va'amar Rebbe Sherab Bekuntris Tzorfas." He saw in this French kuntris that said that this is the hagdara, that any time Rameir said over halach in the name of Elisha Bar Avua, those halachas were mentioned in Shas as Acher. Why? Because Elisha Bar Avua's name was Acher, and because he was known as Acher, the halachas that he said over in his name became known as Acher. Now, just as far as the rest of the story, the Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yudalud Daf Tesvav talks about the great Tana Elisha Bar Avua. The Mishnah said, the Gemara brings a brisa that says there were four tzaddikim that were nichnas leparadis: Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Elisha Bar Avua, and Rabbi Akiva. So what exactly does it mean they entered the paradis? Machloek is Rashi and Tosfos. But Basha, it means they went into the Netherlands in terms of Kabbalah and really getting involved in some of the secrets of the world. And the Gemara says Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Elisha Bar Avua were all affected in different ways. One passed away, the other one, the Gemara says, it affected him a little bit emotionally. Elisha Bar Avua, the Gemara says, he went kaviyochel, he stopped keeping Torah and mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva is the only one that was Nichnas B'Shalom, and he was Yatza B'Shalom. But Elisha Bar Avua, he left the paradise and he stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. What happened? So the Gemara says that when Elisha Bar Avua was in the paradise, he saw the Malach Matat was sitting and he was writing the Schosim of Klal Yisrael. And he made a comment. He says, "I don't understand. I was taught that in Bezdin Shalmaila, in Shemayim, in the paradise, there's no yeshiva. Nobody sits. Why is the Malach Matat sitting?" And then he said, "Maybe there's two reshuyos. Is it possible? And maybe that's why the malach is sitting." And as soon as he said that, a baskel came out and said, "Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher." Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher, referring to Elisha Bar Avua. And then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara tells stories about Elisha Bar Avua, who was a great Tana. He was Rameir's Rebbe, and Rameir tried getting Elisha Bar Avua to get him to be Chayze B'tshuva. And he said, "What do you want from me? I heard the Baskel." The Baskel said, "Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher, shen tzu shpeit." There's nothing I can do. So we've mentioned from the Chassam Sofer and the Sfar Makdoshim that say, "Kol mashayim l'cho balabayis, say chutz mitzeh." And Elisha Bar Avua made a mistake. He shouldn't have listened to the Baskel. But Elisha Bar Avua, He thought that if the Baskel said, Shuvu banim shoyvavim chutz me'acher, so what am I supposed to do? I already got a psak that I can't do tshuva. And he said, if I'm not going to be able to enjoy the next world, I might as well enjoy this world. And the Gemara talks about different averis that he did. Either way, it's a long Gemara over there. And the Gemara says that even though Reb Meir knew what happened to his Rebbe, he used to learn Torah from him anyways, which is a very big chiddush, because but Reb Meir didn't care. The Gemara says Reb Meir felt that this was his Rebbe Muvik, and he wanted to learn Torah from him, and Reb Meir, a very big chiddush, he used to continue to learn from him. But either way, that was Elisha Bar Avuah. That's Elisha Bar Avuah. So it says the Gemara, Elisha Bar Avuah became known as Acher, the Andere. That's who he became known as. So anytime Reb Meir would say over Halacha from his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuah, if that Allah is mentioned in Shas, so it's mentioned as Achirim. So really, all the Achirims in Shas, as Toysfus, I saw from this Kuntris Sarfas, are really attributed to Alish Baruch. But Toysfus asks a kash on it, and Toysfus says, Veloy Nira, I don't really think that that's the case. Meaning, even though I saw this in this Kuntris, but I don't think that's really the Pshat. In the Sefer Halichos Oilon that we mentioned last week when we were talking about the Kloli Apsak from Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, the Sefer that was written in the 15th century that has Agoyis on it from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wrote Kloli Apsak as a commentary on the Sefer Halicha Soilam. So in the Sefer Halicha Soilam, in Shar Rishon Perek Shlishi, he says, Achakach Motsasi Bekrisos. So he says, I found in the Sefer HaKrisos, which we also mentioned last week. Sefer HaKrisos was written by Rav Shimshon Mektinon, one of the Bali Toysfus. Sha'omer, he said, Shekishahoyer Ameir Oimer, where Ameir would say over Dvarah B'Shem Elisha Ben Avuah, Asher B'Shem Achar Yechuna, who was known as Achar, Oz Hoyu Oimer Malav Acherim Oimer. That's when he was known as Achim. So maybe this is the contrast that the Bali Tosa are referring to. They're referring to the Sefer HaKrisos. But either way, as I state in the Sefer Halicha Soilam, that any time it says Achim in Shas, really it's referring to Elisha Bar Avuah. So it's, and essentially what we have in today's daf is a halacha in Hilchis Tchumen from Elisha Bar Avuah. You don't get that every day. So what's this halacha in Hilchis Tchumen from Elisha Bar Avuah of Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yudala Daf Tezvav Fein? Elisha Bar Avuah said that as it relates to Tchumen, you want to know, if I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out, can I bring my other foot back inside the Tchum? So wherever the majority of you is, that's where you're Niskar. So L'makam Sherubai Hu Niskar. So what came to mind is a Gemara, a Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Vavam et Aleph. So pardon the digression. But this is what came to mind. Tanu Rabbanan. Maise ba'acher. There was a story with Acher. Shahiroichev ala sus b'Shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Vayirameh mahalach Acher of lil moitayr mipiv. I mean, picture the scene. This is Shabbos Kodesh, and Rameir. Halacha k'moysei b'chol makim. Golivi yodulof ne'misha amma v'hoya oylam sh'ein b'dayroi k'moy. And if this is on Shabbos Kodesh, he's following a yid that's being mechal Shabbos. He's reichav al asos. You're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. And he's riding about, and he's following him. Why? Who am I tired? He's my Rebbe. I want to learn Torah from him. Amaloi. So listen to this. Elisha Bar Avuah turns to Reb Meir, and he says, Meir chazor l'achirecha. Turn around. Shekvar shi'arti b'ikvei susi. Because I was keeping score. I was literally counting the footsteps of the horse and Adkan Tchum Shabbos. This is the Tchum Shabbos. Adkan. You can't go past there. Amaloi. So what did Meir tell his Rebbe? He told him, Afat Chazor Bach. He said, what do you mean? You also have to keep Torah mitzvahs. He said, you also go back. Amaloi. So he said, Meir, V'loi kvar amarti l'cha, didn't I tell you? Kvar shamati me'achari apargut. Shuvu bonim shayvavim chutz me'acher. It's too late. I can't do tshuva. And I can't do tshuva. I'm going to continue going. But you have to do tshuva. So he told him, well, you have to keep the mitzvahs. So you have to turn around. Fascinating Gemara. So a Meir is following his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuah, on Shabbos. Elisha Bar Avuah is riding a horse, and Rame is following him, learning Torah. He says, I can't chum Shabbos. He can't go past there. I counted the footsteps of the horse. By the way, where do you find that a horse's footsteps? We saw the Gemara that if a person doesn't know the Apayim Amma, what should he do? 2,000 Amma's Beinonias. Take the step of an Adam Beinoni is the equivalent of an Amma. Where do you find this with a source? We shouldn't talk about this. But he was what he told him. He says, Ad kan tchum Shabbos. So he says, go back. He says, you should also go. I don't know. I already heard the Baskel. Shuvu banim shayvam chutz me'acher. The Radvaz in a tshuva was asked, we learned the sugya, yesh tchum in l'mayla me'asara, or ain tchum in l'mayla me'asara. It's a big shayla. Yesh tchum in l'mayla me'asara, ain tchum in l'mayla me'asara. So Radvaz was asked the kashna, what if somebody is riding on a horse? We talked about this. What if somebody is in a car, right? It's negayat solo members where they end up outside of the tchum. So one of the coolest maybe is ain tchum in l'mayla me'asara. But if I'm in a car, is that, and I'm more than 10 feet off the ground. So is that an issue of Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asar? Or is that not a question of Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asar? So the Radvaz said, I have a raya, that even though it's a major shaila in the Gemara, whether Yesh Tchum L'mayla Me'asar or Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asar, but if you're riding on a horse, everyone's going to agree, Yesh Tchumen. How do I know? So the Radvaz said, Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amin Aleph. Das is mein Raya. He said, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that a mayor told Alisha Baravu, Af Atu Chazar Bach. You also go back. Why do you have to go back? Because he's about to walk outside the Tchum. L'chura, what's the issue? He was riding on a horse. The horse was the Ma'ala Me'asar. So he says, you see from here that even if you hold Ein Tchum the Ma'ala Me'asar, because it's an Ibaid Le'ivshita in Shas, why didn't the Gemara bring a Raya? They should have brought a Raya from the Ma'isa Shaya, Kachaya, with Rameyer and Elisha Baravu, with Acher and Acher. Oh, the Teretz is because a horse is going to be different. So I saw in the Divrei Yecheskel, in Siman Zion, the Siman that we referred to yesterday, he brings that this is the Radvaz is right, half of a fellow. He said, you know what the problem is? There are Rishonim that argue with him. The Ramban argues, and Avram brings these two shittas. The Ramban holds that if you own Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, if you're riding on a horse, it's going to be the same thing. So he said, if that's the case, so what are you going to do with the Radvaz's Raya? L'chari, the Radvaz brought a beautiful Raya. Rav Meir told Elisha Bar Rav Huwa, Afat Chazar Bach. Why do you have to turn around? Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asara. Isn't this a Raya to Radvaz? So Radvaz brought a Raya to Shita. But what's the Ramban going to do? So it says in the Divrei Yecheskel that Yesh Shloim, the Ramban learned the Gemara very, very differently. What was the story? So Maisa Bachshay Reichav Al Asus. Rameir is following after him, and then Elisha Bar Avuah turns to his Talmud and he says, "Meir Chazor Lachay Rechel." Why? Shekvar Shiarti BeIkvei Susi Ad Chan Chum Shabbos. Turn around. Amalai. So what did Rameir tell him? Af Atel Chazor Bach. So said the Debrei Cheskel that had it the Radvaz learned the Gemara. Af Atel Chazor Bach. You also have to be worried about Chumim. So the Debrei Cheskel, you now the Ramban learned the Gemara. Not Af Atel Chazor Bach. You also. Go back about Chum Shabbos. He told him, Afatul Chazor Bach. Oh, you're telling me, Ichtav Tzirikein. Do that Tzirikein. Ichtav Tzivitin. I have to turn around. I have to be Hachzireinu. No, you have to be Hachzireinu, Meshuvah Shleim Alefanecha. Not Afatul Chazor Bach Tchumin. You know why? Because ain't Tchumin L'mayla Me'asar, even if you're on top of a sus like the Rabban Shita. You know what he meant when he told him, Afatul Chazor Bach? He was playing on the words. It was a pun. He says, oh, you're telling me I have to return. You're worried about my Tchum Shabbos. He said, Rebbe, Afatul Chazor Bach. What did he tell him? No, I told you already. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyachir. So a machlekes between the Radvaz and the Ramban, a machlekes rishonim, so poshut, had to understand these words. What did Reb Meir mean when he told Elisha Bar Avuah, Afatul Chazor Bach? Did he mean Afatul Chazor Bach? You have to worry about the Tchum? He was on top of a horse. No, or did he mean Afat Chazor Bach? He says, you have to do tshuva. You're telling me to be Chazor Bach. Oh, you worry about my tchum. Afat Chazor Bach. What about the fact that you're L'mayel Me'asara? And I saw Reb David Yoel Weiss in the Megadim Chadashim, in his Sefer Masechtas Chagiga, on this Gemara, Daf Tez Vav Amid Aleph. So he brings a kasha from Kadmoinim. That Kadmoinim asked the kasha that Reb Meir told Elisha Bar Avuah, Afat Chazor Bach. He told him, I need to be worried about the Tchum. You also have to be worried about the Tchum. He says, I understand. If he was being the Shomer for his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuah, why didn't he give him Musa for riding on a horse? He was riding on a horse. He didn't say anything. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. But when he came to the Tchum, he told him, Afat Chazor Bach. This is the kasha that he brings. And he brings from Kadmoinim that wanted to say a very big Kiddush. They wanted to say that maybe if a person's riding on a horse, but there's a Shomer to make sure that he's not going to do anything wrong. Why are you not let a ride on a behemah on Shabbos? But if there's a shomer, maybe it's not going to be an issue. Which is really the Maril's kasha that the Magen Avraham brings that we spoke about in Masechta Shabbos. That just like you find like your lawyer on there, but two people, the Gemara says in Shabbos, two days and the days, are allowed to be your lawyer on there. Why? Because if one person's going to want to be matted, the other person's going to stop him. So all the Xeris, why don't you say that two people are allowed to ride on a behemah? It's the Maril's kasha that the Magen Avraham brings. Magen Avraham says it's only the Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to do it. Not the Dvar Mitzvah. But either way, this is the noise over there. But I was thinking, maybe it's Pasha, maybe it's Rameir. Rameir holds Tchumen's Deiraisa, right? Rameir was Mekabalit not from his Rebbe Elisha Bar Avuah. He was Mekabalit from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. He was Mekabalit from his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Hagadol, and Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Tchumen is a Nisa Deiraisa. To ride on a behemoth is only an Issa Rabbanon. So maybe for the Issa Deiraisa, he said, no, Afatul Chazor Bach. Maybe for the Issa Rabbanon, it was a little bit more make. But either way, we mentioned Acherim. Who's Acherim? So Tosfos in Soita Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph brings it to Reb Meir when he was Mekabel from Elisha Bar Avuah. We saw it in the Halicha Soilam, it brings it from the Sefer HaKrisos. Either way, so we have a halacha related to Elisha Bar Avuah as it relates to Tchumen. This is another halacha that we learn from Elisha Bar Avuah as it relates to Tchumen, albeit through the story with Elisha bar Avuha, who wasn't careful with the tchum, but he told Rameir, Meir Chazar Bach, I want you to turn around. And we see from there that there's an idea, perhaps, that riding on a donkey or on an animal, on a horse, could be a not totally in the sugya of ein tchum l'mayla me'asar. That's the first.